Hello, ActiveQuest listeners. Today is your 3-minute review of Pumpkin Jack. We've kindly received a review code from Head Up Games. Thank you very much. Pumpkin Jack is a delight for anyone who loves to get festive this time of year. Not Christmas, but for Halloween. This soon-to-be cherished title for lovers of Hallow's Eve, as you play as Jack, a rogue-turned-murderer sent by the devil to kill the wizard stopping darkness from taking over the world. The premise seems dark, but it has a spirit to it that is unmatched. Purple, orange, and green seep through the foggy landscapes of Pumpkin Jack, and it looks stunning! I played the PC version of the game, and if you turn RTX on, the lighting is quite beautiful. You can see the flames flickering inside Jack's pumpkin head, and the creepy lights that show the way. It has a certain charm to it that embodies Halloween to the T. The game takes you through a zany platforming adventure, and it's mostly a treat than trick. It has some cool platform moments, like jumping over minecarts that are throttling your way, the mini-games, puzzles, and ride sections throughout the game also give some much-needed variety within a typically stale format. I particularly liked the riding minecarts down a roller coaster-like path, jumping over gaps Donkey Kong Country style. The platforming is what you'd see from a typical game of the genre, but the theming is overall excellent, as it brings in new mechanics into play and new intriguing environments to explore. Also, the most important element of a platformer is how it controls, and I am very happy to report it is very smooth. I didn't die because of the game. I died because of a few tough platforming elements. The levels are overall fun to play as you climb to the top of a tower or work your way through a fortified town. Just don't expect the game to blow your mind with its level design. The theming is excellent, but sometimes it can overstay its welcome. The levels feel way too long and somewhat predictable. You know the same mini-game is going to show up 2-3 times, and that a character will require something of you once more. The game even makes fun of the format, saying, "Why am I the errand boy all of a sudden?" or something like that. Even Jack gets fed up with the mandatory stumbling blocks that he has to face. I also cringed a few times at the writing of the game. It does the job, but most of the jokes fall flat for me. The combat could have been improved as it featured a similar string of combos over and over and over again. It does try to change it up with new weapons and enemies per level, but it doesn't erode some of the tedium that draws its ugly head. If a combat designer was brought onto the project or a possible sequel, I'd love to see a Devil May Cry-like combo system in place. The bosses do help alleviate the repetitive combat, however. Despite some bad samples here and there, the music is a delight as well. It really gives the zany feel that Pumpkin Jack is going for. It's creepy and funny at the same time. I also love the Halloween versions of classical music spruced in and here and there. It was a very nice touch. The developer's love of the season is shown within Pumpkin Jack, and I hope they continue to work on more Halloween projects. Seriously, I would play the ever-loving hell out of a sequel if the combat system is improved. Thank you once again to Head Up Games for this wonderful review copy of Pumpkin Jack. Now, I will bid thee farewell. Bye now.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.